आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। इलेक्शन कैंपेन इंटेंसिफाइज फॉर असेंबली पोल्स इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर एंड हरियाणा। Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold rallies at Doda in Jammu and Kashmir and Kurukshetra in Haryana. Congress and other regional parties also making efforts to woo voters. Centre revises wheat stock holding limits to check price rise and hoarding. Hindi Diwas being celebrated across the country today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to address inaugural session of official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations in New Delhi. Assam Cabinet decides to hand over all cases related to online trading scams to CBI for investigation. And in hockey, India to take on Pakistan in their final pool match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy tournament at Hulunbuir in China this afternoon. Campaigning is in full swing for the first phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Top leaders of major political parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally in Doda district today. The Congress and National Conference are also campaigning for their party candidates. Jammu and Kashmir BJP chief spokesperson Sunil Sethi addressed a press conference in Jammu yesterday. He accused National Conference and Congress of bringing gun culture in Kashmir and promoting separatism and terrorism. He further added that Prime Minister Narendra Modi established peace in the Union Territory and ensured all-round development in Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, former Chief Minister and Democratic Progressive Azad Party Chairman Ghulam Nabi Azad addressed three public gatherings at Doru, Qazigand and Devsar in South Kashmir yesterday. Speaking at the rallies, Mr. Azad strongly asserted his commitment to protect the rights of the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Polling in the Union Territory is being held in three phases. Voting for the second phase will take place on the 25th of this month and for the third phase on 1st of October. Meanwhile, after the scrutiny of nomination papers for the final phase of the assembly polls yesterday, the candidature of 449 contestants was found valid. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of September. Election campaign has also picked up pace for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana. Voting for the 90-member assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will launch the party's campaign in the state today. He will hold an election rally at Theme Park of Kurukshetra this afternoon. It will be the first election rally of Mr. Modi in Haryana. Congress and other regional parties are also making efforts to woo the voters. After scrutiny of nomination papers yesterday in the state, candidature of 1,561 contestants was found valid out of 1,747. The nominations can be withdrawn till the 16th of this month. The centre has revised wheat stock holding limits for traders, wholesalers, big chain retailers and processors to check its price rise and hoarding. In a statement, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the revised stock limits on wheat for traders and wholesalers will now be 2,000 metric tons as against 3,000 metric tons earlier. For processors, the limit has been reduced to 60% from the earlier limit of 70% of their monthly installed capacity multiplied by the remaining months of the 2024-25 fiscal. The stock limits have been kept unchanged for individual retailers who continue to stock up to 10 tons of wheat. Big chain retailers can store wheat up to 10 metric tons in each outlet. The government has removed the minimum export price of $950 per ton for issuing registration cum allocation certificates for export of basmati rice. In a social media post, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal hailed the decision, saying that the export of high-quality rice will boost farmers' earnings. He said this will also boost export and also increase the income of farmers. Mr. Goyal said the decision taken by Narendra Modi's government shows sensitivity towards the farmers. The government has increased customs duty on crude oil to 20% and refined sunflower oil to 32.5%. These changes will come into effect from today. According to a notification issued by the Finance Ministry, the basic customs duty on crude oil, soybean and sunflower seed oil has been increased from nil to 20%. In Jammu and Kashmir, two army personnel lost their lives and two others were injured in an encounter with terrorists in Kishtwar district. Acting on a tip-off, security forces yesterday launched a joint coordinate search operation in the Naidgham area in Chhatru belt of Kishtwar district. During the operation, an exchange of fire broke out between security forces and hiding terrorists at Pingnal Dugadda forest area in the upper reaches of Naidgham village, in which four soldiers received bullet injuries. Later, two personnel succumbed to injuries while receiving treatment. The other two are stated to be in stable condition. The search operation is in progress and more details are awaited. Meanwhile, another encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces in Chak Tapar area of Patan in North Kashmir's Baramulla district last night. As per the police sources, the gunfight was going on till reports last came in. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada, allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted yesterday in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. The target locations were connected with the accused Khalistani leader, Amarjot Singh, and his associates. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the 7th National Security Strategies Conference in New Delhi yesterday. He launched the Director General's and Inspector General's of Police Conference Recommendations Dashboard. During the two-day conference, the government will outline a roadmap to address emerging national security challenges with the top police leadership from states, union territories, central armed police forces and central police organizations. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, virtually laid the keel of the country's largest dredger to be built at the Cochin shipyard, marking a significant milestone in enhancing India's maritime capabilities. The trailing suction hopper dredger, christened Godavari, is being built for the Dredging Corporation of India. The vessel has a hopper capacity of 12,000 cubic meters and will be built in collaboration with Royal IHC of the Netherlands. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Hindi Divas is being celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi written in Devanagari script as the official language of the country. Today, Hindi is one of the widely spoken languages in the world and the first language of more than 520 million people. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address inaugural session of official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today. The Department of Official Language is organizing the conference to commemorate the completion of 75 years of Hindi becoming the official language. Meanwhile, the Home Minister has extended greetings to all the countrymen on the occasion of Hindi Divas today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "All Indian languages are the country's pride and heritage, and without enriching them, progress is not possible." Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen PMAYG to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the Prime Minister will distribute sanction letters to around 20,000 beneficiaries in the state. Apart from this, more than 5 crore rupees will be transferred directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries through a single click. He added that a housewarming ceremony for the newly constructed houses of 46,000 beneficiaries will also be held.
15 सितंबर को प्रधानमंत्री जी 2 करोड़ नए घरों के आवंटन का शुभारंभ करेंगे झारखंड में प्रधानमंत्री आवास योजना के अंतर्गत झारखंड के लगभग 20,000 लाभार्थियों को जमशेदपुर से स्वीकृति पत्रों का वितरण करेंगे
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will flag off 6 Vande Bharat Express trains at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand tomorrow. These express trains, each linked to the state, will be inaugurated at a grand ceremony at Tata Nagar Railway Station. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will visit Tata Nagar Railway Station this evening to review ongoing preparation for flagging off ceremony of Vande Bharat trains. In Assam, the state cabinet has decided to hand over all the cases registered in connection with the unregulated deposits and online traded scams to the CBI for investigation. The cabinet has also directed the Home and Finance Departments to jointly prepare a standard operating procedure to prevent occurrence of such activities in the future. Recently, several FIRs were lodged in connection with online trading scam, and people held protests at various places across the state on the issue. Till now, 61 people have been arrested, 22 lookout circulars have been issued, and 14 special investigation teams have been formed in connection with the scam. Our correspondent reports 3 major fraudulent online investment firms alone cheated people to the tune of more than 11,000 crore rupees. Kerala Governor Arif Mohammed Khan, State Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan, Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and BJP President J.P. Nadda paid their last respects to late Communist Party of India Marxist General Secretary Sitaram Yechuri at his residence in Delhi yesterday. The 72-year-old veteran leader passed away at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi on Thursday following prolonged illness. The mortal remains of Sitaram Yechuri will be kept at the party headquarters AK Gopalan Bhavan in the National Capital today for public viewing and paying homage between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Bihar, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today under the influence of a depression over northeast Bay of Bengal. Extremely heavy rainfall is also expected over Uttarakhand today. The Weather Department has also forecast heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur and Bihar for the next 2 to 3 days. In hockey, defending champions India will take on arch-rivals Pakistan in their 5th and final pool match of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament at Hulanbair in China today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. The news of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal getting bail is the top story in most dailies. Kejriwal is free after Supreme Court grants bail. Judge puts CBI in the dock, reads the Indian Express headline. The centre has renamed Port Blair as Sri Vijayapuram, which symbolises the victory achieved in India's freedom struggle and Andaman and Nicobar Islands' unique role in it, writes the Pioneer. Financial Express writes, according to official sources, after making major headway in indigenous manufacturing of semi-high-speed train coaches, the government will now locally produce high-speed coaches that can run at a speed of up to 250 kilometers an hour. India's bioeconomy value grows significantly to $151 billion, playing a critical role in national development, reports the Asian Age. And finally, the IMD has flagged off flash flood risk in Uttarakhand, Himachal and Bengal due to incessant rains, writes the Times of India. Water is leaking from the Taj Mahal Dome, its garden is flooded and the ASI is on alert, reports the paper. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election campaign intensifies for assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi to hold rallies at Doda in Jammu and Kashmir and Kurukshetra in Haryana. Congress and other regional parties also making efforts to woo voters. Centre revises wheat stock holding limits to check price rise and hoarding. Hindi Divas being celebrated across the country today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah to address inaugural session of official language Diamond Jubilee celebrations in New Delhi. Assam Cabinet decides to hand over all cases related to online trading scams to CBI for investigation. And in hockey, India today con Pakistan in their final pool match of Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament at Hulanbair in China this afternoon. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.